More than 15 years ago, the Supreme Court ruled that keeping people with disabilities in separate work settings constitutes discrimination. Yet sheltered workshops, as they're known, remain open across most of the country. Under pressure from the federal government, states are starting to phase them out, but there's disagreement within the disabilities community as to whether that's a good idea. David Summerstein of North Country Public Radio reports.
It's a hectic day at Production Unlimited in Watertown in upstate New York. Everyone had to drop their regular work, making plastic binders, safety equipment, office supplies for a huge order. Beth Carpenter, in a blue hoodie and a Mountain Dew t-shirt, punches hole after hole into colored plastic tags. She and her co-workers are paid based on how fast they work, usually well below minimum wage. Carpenter's done all different kinds of tasks here for more than 15 years.
And I like working here every day. I work here 5 days a week. That's why I like to make sure we fight to keep this place open.
It's no secret that New York State is phasing out sheltered workshops like this one. Production Unlimited already reduced its workforce from 200 to 65 over the last few years. Like almost everyone here, Carpenter has a disability. And she says, sure, she wants to work in an integrated setting, what people here call an outside job.
Someday. When I'm ready.
When you're ready, but you don't feel like you're ready yet.
Not yet.
Why not?
I get nervous.
There are other obstacles to getting outside jobs. Transportation, limited funding for support services like a job coach. Salon Myers Ruff says those are real issues. She's with the State Office of People with Disabilities. But like with school desegregation in the past, she says it's the government's civil rights obligation to help people hurdle those obstacles.
Every human being should have the opportunity to be a part of the larger society. And when we hear the stories of success from people who are working who didn't think they could, we're trying to make that a possibility for every person.
Those words are long overdue for disability advocates who have fought for inclusion in the workplace for decades. Way back in 1987, Michael Callahan wrote a book arguing outside jobs are achievable for almost everyone if the job is customized for the individual and a company's needs, rather than wedging a person with a disability into an existing job.
So bring me a person who's in a coma and let's agree right now until they get out of the coma, we won't try to get them a job. But anyone else, let's work on it. And what I can say to you is employers are not pushing back.
In fact, and this is surprising, employers are ahead of the curve, says Tom Golden with the Employment and Disability Institute at Cornell. He says they're hungry for new labor markets as baby boomers retire.
They're talking about how they're ready to manage populations in the past that have been marginalized.
But local experts fear it's another story in sluggish economies like Watertown, New York. And they worry the state won't provide enough funding for support and training for those new models Michael Callahan talks about to work. Some 300,000 people work in sheltered workshops nationwide. Daphne Pickert, who runs St. Lawrence NYSARC, another disability services provider, says ending them removes an option for people who may never be ready for an outside job.
For some people, because of their actual diagnosis and disability, they need the support of the workshop and they literally cannot perform in a competitive setting.
David Schneider's a longtime employee at the Watertown workshop, and he says he's afraid of getting made fun of in the non-disabled world, or of getting yelled at, or of going jobless.
Who's going to trust us? And if it gets screwed up, think of how the customers will feel. And who's going to get blamed for it? Oh, Bobby.
It's a risk to leave this place. And for anyone, it's hard to take a risk when your job's on the line. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein.
Thank you.